Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today, and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And our ladies are back. We're back in the SLC.
Was one of my favorite premieres ever. It just makes me love Housewives so much. I had chills at one point. I mean, I had chills in the first 2 minutes.
The opener of this is so good, but I think like overall what I loved about this, and I think I mentioned it on last week's pod, right, is like this Salt Lake City is so camp and such like almost a parody of Housewives that it's just so silly watching like what these fights are and like who can't move past things. And it now has a little bit more of a lightness because Jen Shaw's not there, minus the fact I know
not there. She's in jail.
Let's say that. Sorry, she's at camp.
In prison.
She's in camp right now with Elizabeth Holmes. But like that dark cloud that like not didn't it also made the show good. But it's right. Like now great it's TV. More going to be like stupid fights that we've got, right? Who's like having an affair?
Dirty bathtubs,
you know, ketamine, you know, all these things. Mary Cosby and flatulence, you know, it's just the things
low
that are happening.
Hanging fruit.
Yes,
this
exactly.
This is the basic bullshit I want to talk about.
Yes.
Like, exactly. I want to be mad about the stupid shit. This is what makes Housewives great.
What I loved about
Salt Lake City made Housewives great again.
What I loved about this opener, too, though, is when they had like the two housewives like passing each other, right? Like, yes. You know, we have a walk by, we have a drive by, we've got this whole thing that it's like,
well,
I don't know.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
So the opener, it's no music. There's thunder. We get a date, May 10th, 2023, Bermuda. And Heather is on the phone. They're like running around with the cameras. And she's like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'm trembling. I can't believe it's her. I'm freaking the fuck out. How could she do this? Guys, no, seriously. She slams the door on production. And then she says, how did we all fall for it?
Prediction.
What are we talking about?
Okay, so then I was like, oh, maybe that was like when Jen Shah like got sentenced. But no, she like went in February. She had like surrendered to jail. So I'm like,
but also like, is she doing stuff from inside? Is it still something Jen Shah?
How did we all fall for it?
So I don't think you thought it might have been something related to Lisa Barlow, but I thought we also saw her in the hallway when they were trying to pick up the cameras, like that kind of thing. Like, I almost feels like it's not anybody that's on the cast.
Oh, really? I think it's for sure someone on the cast.
What do you think it could be, though?
Who's calling her?
How could she do this?
A PI?
Oh, is it her black eye?
I mean,
I told you, I texted
what
you.
What if she found out this is how she got the black eye?
We're solving a mystery. And she would have gone away with it if it wasn't for those damn kids.
What is it?
I mean, or is it the new Angie? I feel like there's shady money stuff about with her.
Well, it sounds like she's, you know, that's the accusation this season. She's cleaning her business is cleaning money. Yeah. Did you ever think, like, have we talked about this, like when they said like you'd like launder money, you'd like literally clean the money in like a washing machine when you're little? You didn't think that. Me neither.
I watch Ozarks. What if it's about Whitney? Something about Whitney.
Now tell me the timeline. This is filmed after Girls Trip.
It has to be. I feel like they must have just gotten back.
Okay.
They've been working hard. But look at Heather got that fabulous. New house.
Everyone looks fabulous this season. Like Heather, I don't know what she did differently. Her face shape even. Like she looks amazing. Whitney she stopped doing like both. Her eyebrows are like at a normal level now. She looks gorgeous.
Are you liking her extensions?
I actually love them. Yes, I love them. Okay. Meredith, give me a doctor. Because your confessionals, I'm like, wow, 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 wow. And then obviously like my queen, Lisa.
Barlow. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Angie.
Actually, you know what's interesting? It's like Lisa Barlow looks the same since she started filming.
Yeah. In a
good way.
Yeah. But she just.
I feel like that doesn't happen often. They get a new rack and a new rack on their chest and their teeth.
Oh. Because why, Mary? You're not ugly.
You're poor.
Yep. But I think everyone looks great.
Also,
you know,
wait. Yeah? Speaking of teeth, if you guys have any like what you recommend for teeth whitening, I haven't done mine since 2004.
Mary, yours are still so bright white.
Come on, I gotta beef it up.
Like, do you want like the Crest white strips though? Because like they have the 45-minute ones now.
Oh, okay.
That's what I use.
That's what. So I would sleep in them in college.
Well, they used to have, but they were only like 20 minutes in college. Now there's like 45 to an hour ones.
Okay,
which is probably a little scary for you, to be honest, because if you fall asleep on those, it feels those might be stronger. You know what? Try it.
Okay, I'm going to try.
Try it.
But if anyone has anything else.
After the wedding.
No, this is the point.
Oh, God. What if you're like Ross Geller? You don't watch Friends, but what if it's
I know Ross Geller.
It's just your shining teeth.
Yeah, I wanted to be like that.
Your teeth look fabulous.
Oh, well,
I don't know. You're really like you're like less than 3 weeks out at this point. Like, I don't know if I would try to like mess with too much.
It's just. Whitening your teeth. How can that go awry?
These pictures are forever.
That's not going to go awry. I would like them white.
Go awry for you the first time you did it?
Yeah, but I mean,
why you had to whiten your teeth since 2004?
20 years. So okay. I think I'm going to be okay. Okay, let's go over these lines. It's like Whitney. It is not an enemy.
Because they're all Bible verses. Psalm, girls.
Psalm 55. It's not an enemy that taunts me. Instead, it's you.
Like, imagine them being like, okay, so you need to go into ADR and we need you to do these voiceovers. Okay. Whitney, you're going to read Psalm 55. Heather, my equal, my companion and close friends. Micah 7.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of put a little bit confusing the way they were.
Put no trust in a neighbor. Have no confidence in a friend. I also need to know who looked these up. Like, production was like, get into the Bible and find anything about crossing over somebody you know, anything Judas related. Figure out what we can find to put in these quotes.
But it also was like so amazing too, because you're like, are these their taglines? Like, what's happening at first? And then you're like, these are Bible verses.
These are too good to be taglines.
I love that we never get away from the religion in this franchise.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Oh, chills. It's so good. Meredith, guard the doors of your mouth from her.
Keep going. Oh, this is, sorry, Lisa. Lisa is Peter 5'8", your enemy, the devil. No, do the new girl, Monica.
Plows around looking for someone to devour.
Heather says, he who breathes out lies will not escape.
I mean, it just, I had such chills. And then it's just Meredith yelling, you can leave. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
I mean, it was just a classic opening. I loved it in the sense of it was like, okay, we're setting the scene. What the hell happened on May?
Theatrical, dramatic.
And the women are all like, I think something about Salt Lake too is that
there's no alliances.
They just do, no, but they also do whatever the producer says. Like there's a little like naivete, if you will.
But don't, it is really truly every woman for themselves.
Oh yeah.
They're on a team alone. They're on their own island. It's like the bad weather has been split up. They're separated. Lisa Barlow and Meredith split up. You know, Mary Cosby's back, but I mean, I guess the only team there is Meredith and Mary. The new
Meredith,
girls on
Meredith
island
and Heather a little bit, right? And technically we have like Lisa and Whitney, but we don't really get into the alliances true. this episode as much as we get into who's feuding with who.
Okay, so Queen Lisa Barlow, she is the Sundance queen. She's setting everything up. She is hustling. Move that couch. Those lights, turn them down 20%. Hey, John, I want some Wendy's. Pick me up.
I'm telling you though, there's this like weird nostalgia too of like when I worked at Sundance and like going down Main Street and just like when my family lived there, they're like, oh, I miss it there. You know, and it's still funny because it's like Lisa and Meredith, you guys should be a team because Meredith literally has a space to host parties. Like Meredith, she could be getting you more money so then you don't have to put plastic over your rentals. You know, I think I love Lisa because it's like Lisa just does her own thing. It's about Lisa. And that's why I love Lisa. It's about her. We learn Jackson really did say fudge college. He's a fudge college.
It makes sense.
He's going on a mission.
I feel like this is very interesting because clearly like Lisa's internalizing this all. And she's like, am I a bad mom? I didn't even know he's been trying to do this for a year. Like, how did I miss this? And I feel like she's like, I could have changed his mind about it. Like, I could have put him in a different direction if I'd known more. Like, because I feel like she feels like it is a brave thing. And I feel like John does a great comparison. Like, what were you doing at 17? You weren't listening to your parents. We got to let him, you know,
but
choose his own
path. I
think
part of it is, too, is that she's like, should I have done this show? Should I have worked as much? Am I neglecting what's happening? And mind you, while she's also talking about this, she's in the car, like getting these texts as John's like talking to her. And she's like, hold on, Henry has a party. Hold on, you know, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, so the team's calling. Hold on. Like she's being pulled in a million different directions. Yeah, there's a lot going on. And I feel sad for her because I think she just is like, I think she's such a hands-on mom that she felt
She couldn't stop it.
Yeah. You know.
And it's probably maybe not the direction she wishes for him. That's what I'm feeling like.
Perhaps. Speaking of someone who's going to go tell Lisa about how bad it is of what Jack's doing later in the season, we go to Heather in her new house where she's wearing her Herman Munster shoes.
I mean,
trying to shovel snow.
Wearing 4 inches. That's fucking dangerous. Like, I know you're putting it on. But seriously, I'm worried.
Heather, you got a black eye last season and we don't know how. Please wear protective footwear, grips.
And apparently, and the gleam of clue, Meredith Marks will be in the driveway with an ice pick to murder you. That is her weapon of choice. Good for Heather. And I love that she's like out of that home that she was married in. She's got this beautiful
7-bedroom, 6-bathroom. Like what are we doing with all those bedrooms?
I also like love how they pointed out like it's not in Park City.
But Heather's never lived in Park City.
Right.
And also the show's called Salt Lake City.
And so is the only person in Park City Meredith Marks renting?
Yes, I believe okay. so.
Got it.
I believe so. And then I don't even think anybody's actually in Salt Lake City proper. I think they're in like all at kind of the outskirts of the city.
Okay. Heather's Gucci strapless confessional look was extremely distracting for me.
Yeah. How come?
I don't think the strapless was the look for her. Sorry.
Okay.
And then the Gucci, like all over, it was just too much. It's too flashy. Come on.
It's just,
you rented it.
You either rented it or it's a knockoff.
Sorry.
Okay. So, and you know, I don't even think we don't need the labels. We don't need them.
No.
We don't need them.
And then she's like, well, you know, I'm going through a lot. I did have an unexplainable black eye last season. I'm getting some big backlash from the book. So, you know, I'm going through it.
Well, like I literally texted you and I was like, why do we need to be reminded of this stupid black eye? Like this was, I would have not, if I were her, I would never have brought that up again. Did you even remember it until she mentioned it?
We have pretend amnesia. Come on.
Like literally we've gone through so much. We've gone through Scandoval. Okay. We've gone through an engagement breakup. We've gone through Drew and Ralph divorcing. Like nobody remembered the black eye and now you brought it up and now I'm upset. You know what I mean? Like there's just.
Don't forget about Morgan and Kyle or Mo and Kyle.
Which Mo?
I know. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my favorite thing.
You know, but it's just like, ugh, Heather.
So and also, I also find the Meredith Heather friendship bullshit.
It's like, not friendship. It's an alliance.
Exactly. Like, come over to my house.
Meredith is like, what aggravates me about her as a housewife is she disengages, which is fine. You know, it was funny the first season, then you made merge and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Move on, though, because your petty grudges are so they don't make you look shine a good light on you for like she's just like, you know, Whitney is talking about me and the bathtub. And I'm like, you know what, Meredith? It was fucking weird. It was just as weird as it was when we had to watch Justin slap Whitney's ass with paint. OK, we don't want to see you guys in these situations.
She is the housewife that holds the biggest grudges, though.
Totally.
She's like,
I'll see, like, I'll forgive, but I won't forget.
She will never forget. And she's like, I mean, can you believe she's talking about me in the bathtub with my husband? Like, I mean, she might have well talked about my children to the press. Like, you know what? Why is this so offensive and rude? Like,
don't come after my bathtub.
Her hot tub. At least I have someone that cleans my bathtub every day. You know, like, she drained the hot tub.
It's offensive and rude.
Don't
like Heather is even laughing. Heather is even laughing, being like, this is so I like
she's like, this is what you're gonna hold on to. This is like, gonna be your storyline. Like, what? No.
Like, again, also remember, she did accuse you of ketamine, and that's something you could actually be upset about the drug use if you wanted to. But the bathtub is the hill you're gonna die on. The bubble you will die on.
But this is why this is great.
I know, but this is why it's amazing. That's why it's a parody of Housewives in a sense. Because it's like, this is so ridiculous. Okay, let's take a quick break and then let's reintroduce your namesake.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10 minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight. Everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus, it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Way. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Way. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy.
Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Investing can feel super intimidating, and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
Mary is back, and it's like everything from my mind has been erased about her. And guys, I have put on my seatbelt. I am buckled up, and I loved it. Okay. I hate to admit it.
So she's meeting Meredith at Meredith's store on Main Street, and she can't get in. And I love that Meredith
in the door. Typical.
Meredith's just watching her. Like, but anybody also could open this for her.
Don't you feel like Mary never leaves the house?
No,
like,
never.
She is in the closet.
Not even the house. She's in her room because right. Her son, who also lives in the house, may or may not be married. She hasn't had time to ask.
Well, Robert Jr., you know, he has a girlfriend, but everyone's saying it's his wife. And she's like, I got to figure that one out. And they're like, don't you live with him? And she's like, yeah, haven't seen him. Haven't seen him. They're like, and how's Robert Sr. doing? She's like, well, he was in Vegas for 6 months. It was great for me.
Yeah. Okay, so then they meet and then they go to a restaurant like across the street.
And of course, Meredith in a suit.
She's never met a blazer she didn't love. Listen, you know, she had that.
Like, we need to do a closet tour. How many
it's just
suits
blazers,
are in there?
No pants.
Like, no, but they're all matching. They're matching.
I mean, remember when she had the blazer bathing suit?
Yes.
Blazers, bathing suits, bubble baths. Don't fuck with Meredith's bees.
BQ.
And you know what? Hey, you want to know something? You know what Utah is? The bee state.
Is that their, like?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Bees.
Yeah.
Just saying, it goes with bees with Meredith.
Also, does Mary say at one point she's in dinosaur mode? I swear I heard her say she was in dinosaur mode. I don't know what that means.
Maybe she's just as a dinosaur? Maybe she has short arms like a T-Rex?
Maybe I heard it wrong.
I don't know. Because I was so focused on when Meredith said, oh, do you not like your salad? She goes, oh, it's spicy. And it comes out on the other end spicy. And I'm like, there she goes with her flatulent talk. Wouldn't be a Mary Cosby scene if we didn't talk about farts or poop. She loves it.
I will say, though, I really enjoyed, like, I mean, she's talking about, oh, you know, karma. I really believe in it. Like, you get what you deserve. But I really was
fascinated. About for her with her cult? Yes or no? Does she get what she deserves?
Yes, yes. But okay. I was really fascinated when she was talking to Heather about Jen. And I feel like she did a really good job, like, interviewing her and getting the information I wanted. Did you feel like that?
Yeah. Should we get there when we get there? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. No.
But I was like, oh, I love this
narrator.
She's
an enigma wrapped in a riddle and Cash stuck in a closet.
Right.
Like, she's just so I would love, like, you know that movie Being John Malkovich, and they like go into his head and they like kind of like see what's going on.
You want to be in Mary's?
Yes, I would love to see like the ticker tape of what's coming out of like her thought process there.
Well, nothing, not good thoughts about Lisa Barlow. So say that much. You are an idiot. A black widow, you are the biggest liar in Utah. You will kill people with your horrible tequila. You remind me of a witch. You are a horrible human being.
I would Lisa's like, so yeah, no, I haven't talked to Mary.
Just like Meredith, just like Meredith hasn't talked to Jen in prison.
Okay. Yeah. No notes. Okay. So then we go to a scene. We've got Angie and we've got and her ridiculous glasses. She's really pushing those. And she
windshield wipers.
And we're introduced to Monica, the new girl, and then Lisa Barlow joins.
Once again, first like Angie and the Versace. No. You guys stop it. And her $7,000 purse, the Fendi. I think what purse.
Bothers me is like when it's snowing and people like I always saw it with Jen Shaw season one, where she stuck that little stiletto foot of hers in the snow and her little piggies got some snow on it. And I just thought, where's the duck boot?
Right. Let's be practical.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Put the shoes in the purse, change in the restaurant. Maybe she did that. I don't know. First impressions on Monica.
I'm obsessed. Ugh. It is linking us to Jen Shaw. She's Jen Shaw's old assistant, people. So she's 38, divorced, married her husband
twice. Divorced, right?
Right.
To the same man.
Yes. Yeah. Four girls, 5, 6, 12, and 17.
Lindsay, are you listening? There's still time with you and Carl. It could happen.
Okay. But I feel like they did a very good job introducing her and her, like, I feel like we already know so much about her, which I really appreciated.
I disagree.
Like, what? No. Hang on. Wait, let me finish. Okay. Monica's like, I would talk on the phone to Lisa all the time. Like, Jen would just throw me on the phone with her. And she's like, I'm going to be open-minded, but I know all these women's dark secrets. And I feel like she was very much alluding to John and Lisa having a bad relationship.
Well,
that's what I thought.
Lisa Barlow does not follow Monica on Instagram. So there's clearly beef that happens with them throughout the season. Mm-hmm. Here's what I don't like about Monica. One, okay. I thought she was annoying just in general. But two, she's on this show as a connection still to Jen Shaw, right? Like, we can't necessarily get rid of her. So it made me think of, like, remember when Elise was there as, like, Ramona's friend in New York? And so you're like, or it's like Barbara for, like, Luann. It's like, I don't need to have this connection to Jen Shaw unless you're reading me, like, unless you're going to tell me what it was like when you were a witness.
Well, I think she is.
You're a rat. You are a legit rat. I want the details.
Like, complete rat.
But like, I love to
like,
that.
So basically, Jen Shaw was telling me I can make like hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I called my friend in the Secret Service and he was like, get away from her. And now I ended up being a witness.
How do women have connections to the Secret Service? Erica's talking to the Secret Service with her, like this lawsuit. Monica's got a friend in the Secret Service. Like, how are we getting direct lines to the Secret Service? Is there a phone number?
Maybe she met the FBI.
Perhaps. I'm just saying it's wild. I think she also just kind of annoyed me. Like, I felt like she was like a poser. She gave me like these weird kind of like a Kardashian wannabe, but like, you know, the girls that were on WAGs, like Natalie and Olivia.
Yes. I know exactly.
That is like who she kind of reminds me of. Like, she's this like familiarity that I don't love.
Oh, I was all about her. I feel like she's an open book. I feel like she's going to be super honest. We have to decipher what the truths or the lies, because she's been tainted by Jen. I think it's going to be fun to watch.
Okay, maybe, perhaps.
Okay, also want to comment about Angie's. She kind of had this like, oops, I did it again, confessional look. What do you think about it?
Fine.
Do you remember it?
No, I don't even remember. I don't remember.
Oh my God, it was like, it's literally Britney Spears.
Wait,
oops, I did it again. This like red confessional.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's fine. Angie's going to be. I liked Angie in the small amount. I know I said I wanted her back as a housewife, so that's on me. I know I did say that last season, but I think she's almost trying too hard. She's a little too far up Lisa's butt. Because that's a definite alliance there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and you know,
being a little showy with her money.
Yeah, where I'm like, what did they say?
If you're going to get a $7,000 purse, I wouldn't go clueless for, you know?
Sure.
That just wouldn't be my vibe.
Sure. I mean,
but I'd also never pay $7,000 for a purse. So,
you know, what's up, what's down? I change my opinion so often. Like I said, we're the sandals, just a bunch of flip floppers over here. What did I say yesterday? I don't know, because it's different today. Okay. So Angie's fine. Whatever. Whatever. Okay. Then so I also
prediction.
Like
the prediction is that Monica is going to reveal something about John and Lisa's relationship.
Well, yeah, I'm predicting. Like, but I'm like, yeah. Jen made all of this stuff up, right?
She literally is like, Jen never said anything nice about anyone, especially Heather. And everything that came out of her mouth was BS. So I really need to make my own judgments and adjustments to these people because I don't really know what was the truth.
Yeah. I mean, it was, she's fine. But I just need her not to come in as like Jen Shaw's kind of crony and like going, just take a deep breath, Monica.
Right.
You know, that's okay. How I feel. Yeah. I also just think it's funny, too, because it was like, Angie's like, oh, I'm going to teach Lisa how to cook. She's never made eggs. And I'm like, don't stop now, Lisa. Go get a breakfast burrito from one of your favorite fast food places. Don't start the cooking now.
Right. Right. You got one kid out of the house. I mean,
yeah, we don't need that. But I did love what she's like. I honestly didn't even recognize Monica because she's never looked like this.
I know. What did that mean? Just the hair.
They flash back to her that she was like a blonde. I think she's done. I think before she came back on the show. I'm sorry. Are you talking about Angie or are you talking about Monica's red look? Monica had the big shoulder, big red.
No, I'm talking about Angie.
Oh, okay. Because but Monica's
Monica also red, did, yeah.
Like dynasty look. I was like, so that was for Dallas.
Ooh,
didn't love. Didn't love that. That's all I'm saying. Didn't love that. But you know,
now we're at Heather's fresh start party and all these outfits are terrible.
Terrible. I actually did love Lisa's jacket though, but all of them, I'm like, where, what was the, like, I need to see what the invite said.
I think it was like snow chic.
Snow chic. Okay.
You know?
Okay.
It wasn't chic. It wasn't good. It was like, we're going to roll around and snowball fight, guys. I'm a good time girl. We can't do a wet sheet here at Condens in the snow. So bring your snowballs.
I did like that Heather said, you know, I didn't have boundaries with Jen. I feel like a weight's lifted without her. I didn't really like her saying all of that because I think that that was like some self-awareness of understanding.
No, you did not
like that. Okay. No. We're going to have a lot of conflicting opinions about this season. I like it.
But then, okay, if you're going to say I didn't have boundaries with Jen, then say I was afraid of Jen. You know, be a little bit more honest. You know, I was literally scared of what she was going to say next about me.
She gave me my black eye.
I mean, there's so many dark secrets. I feel like that Heather has covered up. I need to know them, you know?
Sure. I did laugh too, because it's like, okay, one of them, somebody in these like feuds, right? Somebody has to break the ice to move along, because I'm sure production is saying, if you guys don't figure out a way to film and be in the same room, like one of you is gone.
Right.
Like, you know, whatever. So Meredith like pulls Lisa to the side. She's like, hi, maybe we could go for a walk or a hike. And I'm like, Meredith, you and Brooks once went on a hike, and I know it was just down the driveway and a little dirt path by your house. Neither of you want to work out.
Remember
when Whitney took Lisa on the paddleboard yoga and she fell in the water? Neither of you like to work out. That's okay. Just go get a drink, Vita Tequila, and do it in Meredith Mark's store. Okay, but give yourself
that would be smart.
Press. But then it's like Heather's talking about her book, and she's like, "Who's read the book?"
Mary's
not
like,
a single person there has read the book.
They all got it for free, I'm sure. And Mary's like, no one's read the book. Like, who's going to read that book?
Lisa Barlow being like, am I in it? And she's like, yeah. She's like, oh, and then Angie's like, I want a signed book then by Lisa. And then Heather's like, that's why you're not in it, Angie K.
Wait, also going back to Meredith and Barlow,
Yeah. There's
just 0% chance that they're ever going to move on from that argument. Like,
never.
Meredith could never get over that, because everything Lisa Barlow said was true. And that's why she'll never get over it.
She's a family who poses.
Yeah.
Meredith will always have an arm's length, and she will use everything against Lisa.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
And
totally. She's trying to bring her down.
Okay, I want to talk about the Buzzing Cousins, but let's just take a quick break and then let's break down the buzz of it all.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else.
Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, and we're back with Buzzing Cousins. Okay, so clearly they've gotten back from Girls Trip. I didn't finish Girls Trip, so I don't really know what happened.
I didn't finish the last episode either, but I thought that they walked away from that okay, but they didn't. Or they're just, I think Whitney does do a lot of producing for the show. Like, I think you know what? This is a safe space. It's just you and me.
I think she's DNS.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So and... pretty, though. Like, there's only so many of us that can be both smart and gorge.
Them holding this grudge against one another is really stupid because they could be such a powerful force.
What are they even fighting about?
Okay. I don't remember. Oh, the black eye? Like, pretending not to know about the black eye?
There was like the Lisa stuff, right?
Oh, that was why. That was why.
But the whole thing is like, I don't even know why you guys. First off, they're because, not even like because, cousins. They're like 16th cousins.
Right.
But it's like, they're not, they, it's like Ralph and Courtney. And it just makes me think maybe these two are kissing cousins as well. What? Maybe that's what they're fighting about.
What do you mean?
Star-crossed lovers?
You think Whitney and Heather are hook up?
No.
No.
But maybe there's a little sexual tension.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm writing fanfic over here. Like, move on.
I don't know.
How did Heather get the black eye? It could have been something sexual. Remember they said that they were scissoring last season. I don't know. Things are coming back up from the previous season. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what other ways can we make this a season exciting?
Well, they gloss over like the Special K moment because apparently Special K is legal, but we're still just going to talk about dirty bathtubs.
Like Meredith.
You called me dirty. You called me gross. You are alluding that I'm a dirty girl, which I feel like, Meredith, I'm like, you have like some deep rooted anger.
Like, you feel Meredith, like, Meredith, did someone call you a dirty girl when you were younger and we're getting like flashbacks? Were you also a Delta Gamma and people called you dirty girl or like Dick Garage or something? Nothing goes down faster than an anchor. Are you okay, Meredith? Like, the grudge of a bathtub is so wild to me. It's like, you think that that's your thing. But again, Tamara started the bathtub thing. Juicy Joe and Teresa followed. We know that, you know, when Jen got arrested, you were in the bathtub in Vail. And then we that had you poked Seth's taint last season. You know, I know we have a lot of bathtub moments with you, but now it feels a little manufactured. Move on from the bathtub.
Do you think I said, do I wonder if you got bacteria in your vagina when you were painting with your husband?
And no, it was almost like, it's my right to take a bathtub alone. It's like, what is this even about? You know, but I did laugh. Like Whitney just being like, well, what rental house are you even in? And then production just being the little shady bitches that they are, show the different rental houses throughout the seasons. And it is true.
It is true. They don't have a home. They literally do the filming. Like they basically do like a ski season. Mm-hmm. Then they go off to Europe. Then I feel like they go to New York.
Well, she has to fuck half of them.
I know. Yeah. They literally, I don't think they own one piece of property.
Yeah. Since COVID too, like a lot of people have come back to New York, you know, a lot of people like fled. And so she's got to get her numbers back up there to stick it as half.
I see.
Yeah. So she's got a lot of work to do.
Okay.
Just saying. If it's true, it's
like very shocking that her and Seth are still together.
Is it?
Yeah. I feel like she's always really embarrassed by him. Like she's nervous about what he's going to say next.
Yeah. I'm curious if I'm curious if we'll have a lot of Seth this season.
It would be good for them to walk away. I mean, for both him of to them not be on camera.
Oh, I was like, oh, wow.
No.
It is kind of wild that this is still like the same cast. For like, they haven't like gotten rid of anybody. I know we got like Mary left and then like, you know, Jen Shaw went to camp, but like.
Also, don't you think it's like kind of unbelievable that like Heather's never had a boyfriend on camera now? Season 4.
No, why?
I don't believe that. I think she hides that part. I think she hides that part of her story.
Okay, but like after Ramona divorced Mario, do we ever see her have a boyfriend on the show?
No, and I know right now she has a real boyfriend.
Okay. I'm
just saying. She would go on dates on the show.
Well, yeah, Heather did.
I'd like
remember?
To see that this one guy.
So you want Heather.
I want to see her dating life. Okay. I'm saying I want to show me.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Maybe we will get some this season. I don't know. But okay. So then I'm also laughing too. So then, you know, there's the snowball fight. And I'm like, first off, you guys are being way too nice to each other. We should be hitting each other much harder with these snowballs. Okay. And then she also has like all these peripheral friends too. Like the one blonde with the big lips. Did you see her in the background? She's like wearing white with like a little bit of neon. She was like
very noticeable.
She was trying for that camera space. I almost thought it was Jancic Sarah, but it's not. It's like another Heather or, you know, another similar name to one of the girls. Then we had Bree. Dre was there because maybe. Okay.
Oh, they're partners in many levels.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I don't get that vibe.
Okay. I don't know where I came up with that. I don't know. This has gone off the rails. Sorry. But I was like, just watching Mary Cosby, of course, sitting inside watching them being like, what are they doing out there?
But then I felt like she was like, kind of looks fun, actually. Maybe I should go.
But she doesn't know how to have fun. She's like, I wonder if I text Robert Jr. if he'll respond to me.
Do you have a wife?
Like, what's happening there?
I think he has a wife.
But what's like, how does she not know?
I don't know. Wait, can't we like look that up?
Probably, but I'm not going to do it.
Isn't there like court documents?
I'm sure somewhere, but it's like just the things that happened to her. I need to know. It also felt like she was like a full-time housewife, doesn't it?
I'm okay with it.
We got like we got a lot of Mary Cosby this episode.
She's highly entertaining.
But like, also, she doesn't know how entertaining she is.
But how far into filming do you think they were like, ooh, we got to add her back?
Oh, you don't think this is like the first thing? A fresh start feels like it was the beginning of filming.
Okay.
No?
No. I mean, I just think it's an interesting move that they were like, we got to bring her in.
Yeah, I don't
know. She's very controversial.
I don't know.
She said a lot of bad stuff at those reunions.
Look, I'm ready for this new season. It's a breath of fresh. It felt revival. Like a good premiere. I just think, you know, this is like the silly. This season seems like just silly.
They're all on an island alone, which maybe that works best. That they know they're on an ensemble cast, but they're
what
like
happens
fighting for
May
themselves.
10th, 2023.
I would love, actually, guys, let us know what you think.
Predictions.
Yes.
Predictions. Maybe we should do like a question box. Although I'm sure by the time like people listen to this, it's already been like announced and we're like, okay, sorry, we know now.
Could be.
Well,
this was fun. This was great. I loved it. Every moment, every second.
I'm going to go take a bathtub now because you can't deny me a bath. Mary, you can't deny me a bath.
Are you taking it a solo mission or?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I was going to make a gross joke, but I shan't, and I will leave you here until next time.
Okay, bye. Talk soon.